A Season in Prickle Blossom Wood by Karen Amrine. Summer. Chapter 1. A Walk in the Wood. Hedgehog and Quilly Pig strolled upon their favorite lane through Prickle Blossom Wood of a fine, soft, late spring evening. Simply lovely had been the morning, and the afternoon right glorious. As for the evening, well, let us merely say that the evening lent the pair a smile apiece. After a light supper in Hedgehog's sitting room, a sensible supper of oak bark fillet, Bolingbroke truffles, and salad of maple leaves, sweet gladberries, and acorn caps, the two set paw to path as ever their wont in all but the most inclement weather. Quilly Pig wore a green venture cap sporting a gay yellow feather. Hedgehog bore a small pack-a-back for you never know what's, along with an ancient fowling piece, which is to say, an old blunderbuss of a gun that had passed through his family, father to son, across many a generation. Lest I've alarmed you with this portrait of a hedgehog with a firearm, never fear. Hedgehog had rightly earned his reputation as a most level-headed, affable fellow, good in a pinch, but unhappy to harm a fly unless a friend were endangered. In truth, the fowling piece he shouldered had long since been rendered incapable of anything more perilous than a threatening gesture. Hedgehog had cleaned and sealed the barrel, and was fond of stuffing it with nuts and sweets to sample during these treks through the wood. A marvelous great cork stoppered the opening of the barrel, and proved a wise precaution, as it saved the nuts and sweets from scattering whenever Hedgehog encountered anything suspicious, and swung the fowling piece into his paws. At such moments, it is difficult to say if he forgets the quite harmless state of his blunderbuss, or simply wishes to present a forbidding impression of towering hedgehoghood. I prefer to think the latter were closer to the heart of things, for all the woodland folk know Hedgehog as a gentle soul, with warm brown eyes that invite friendship, if yet they twinkle saucily, and which complement a most disarming smile, but just the same, a creature untamed who fancies himself a positive brawler and hero of old, ferocious to any and every that might threaten his devoted Quilly Pig or his beloved Prickle Blossom Wood. As for our Quilly Pig, well, certainly, a more sweet-natured, forgiving soul should not be found in all of Prickle Blossom Wood. A paragon among porcupines is our Quilly Pig, yet possessed of an excellent sense of humor, else Hedgehog would have none of Quilly Pig's company. We find the two merrily ambling along their way, chatty or reflective, or singing a snatch or a ditty as the mood takes them. Beside the babbling Bolingbroke, Quilly Pig needs must gather truffles, safely to stow in the pack-a-back. Of course, at Silvertoe Meadow, gladberries likewise shall be plucked, some to suck upon on the return trip, the rest consigned to the excellent pack. Through it all, Hedgehog maintains an amiable humor and a diligent eye ever watchful, for one can take the hedgehog out of the hedge, but never the hedge out of the hedgehog. Dusk fast approaches, and steps turn toward homestead and beckoning hearth. Almost there, and a sad and sadly not unprecedented sight, a hatchling fallen from her nest and dead beside the path. A hot tear glides down Quilly Pig's little snout and turns over in the air to land with a silent splash upon an old shriveled leaf. Hedgehog will clear his throat several times to prevent a similar display.
"Oh, the poor wee thing,"
says Quilly Pig.
"And its mother. Her heart must be all in pieces."
Hedgehog nods quietly, bowing his head after feeling for the cap he isn't wearing. Quillipig begins clearing the brush away near the fallen chick.
Quillipig, what are you doing?
Inquires Hedgehog after a moment.
Why, preparing to dig a proper grave, Hedgehog,
says Pig, without looking up.
Ah, but Cupid, it's almost dark, and the cow, she's ready for the hob, and shan't we carry on better in the morning?
Quillipig stopped tidying just like that, and turned toward Hedgehog with a sort of quizzical expression. There shone no accusation, no reproof in those small, kindly eyes, but what the low, peeking moon revealed in them made Hedgehog leave off his complaints and lend a paw to the effort. They labored quietly, hollowing a tiny grave with able paws, tenderly yielding the chick to this final nest, and heaping up then a miniature barrow mound. In bright moonlight, they finished, offering a valediction of size, several but not to excess, before repairing to Hedgehog's cozy cottage for a welcome spot of tea. The unanticipated lateness of the hour meant invitation to the guest room rather than escort to the gate for Quillipig. Journey home would wait for morning. Soon, the cottage lay in quiescent darkness, save for slender fingers of moonlight that searched through pantry windows, probing perhaps for a gladberry or a sweet, and minding not the rumble emanating from Hedgehog's bedchamber and, more precisely, from his handsome little snout.